Blog Talk Radio.
Say what you want on EOTM Radio.
Let me take you to the dawn, back to my home where them birds fly high. Ain't no stopping to the home, like to do it for my city.
We can do it for the city.
I can do it for my city.
We can do it for the city.
Let me take you to the dawn, back to my home where them birds fly high. Ain't no stopping to the home, I just do it for my city.
We can do it for the city.
I can do it for my city.
Anyone else who better succeed in touchdown, better bet, yes, we did. Look for the boy, yeah, we win it.
They can't believe it. Yes, we are achieving.
Yes, I'm back. Best in the NFC, bet that lost fan, we lost Michael Vick. Now that's irrelevant. Matt Ryan, the best in Hannah, yeah, accuracy and prestige. Best in the QB, bitch, we play a team, so we win the team. Watch the Falcons, we at that ring. Beach running back, so receiving no catch. You put the line, so better, no stats. With the team, they don't show no sex. Can't forget the best defense. Red and white, get just that black like that. So stop the trap for the dirty walk. Dirty walk, the dirty walk. Just let me take you to the dawn. Back to my home, where them birds fly high. Ain't no stopping, put it on. I just do it for my city.
Flyers first in the lead, landing in that Georgia Dome. We hide it past the run, headed for the end zone. Leaders of the NFC, you better turn your TV on. Fuck for how we keep it live, get it in on ESPN. Highlight clips from here and there, every city that we be in.
With the visions of the quarterback, vision if we aim for the goal. We gon' keep on winning, come on, let's go. For my city, come on, let's go. I put on, I do it.
Let me take it to the dawn, back to my home where them birds fly high. Ain't no stopping, put it on. I just do it for my city.
They can do it for the city.
I just do it for my city.
They can do it for the city.
Let me take it to the dawn, back to my home where them birds fly high. Ain't no stopping, put it on.
They can do it for the city.
I can do it for my city.
They can do it for the city.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Mix Your Rocks with your girl, Say To Say What, holding it down on EOTM Radio. We are back live, y'all, on the internet, thanks to those of you that are tuning in. And just so you know, in case you did not know, Mixture of Arts is a creative mixture of topics and diversity of music show. So just because tonight's topic is on politics does not mean that Mixture of Arts does show solely on political issues. All right, folks, if you love sharing your opinions and views on a variety of topics, then you definitely want to go ahead and subscribe to our future show. And to all you Facebookers out there, yes, I am definitely talking to you. Mixer of Arts with Say To Say is definitely on Facebook, so you definitely want to go ahead and search for Mixer of Arts with Say To Say. We want to hear from you. We definitely want you to join us on our page and connect with us. Now, to those of you who are in the chat room, I will go ahead and post up the Facebook link to Mixture of Arts with Say Tuesday. Now, if you haven't done so already, make sure you guys go ahead and check out EOTM's bloopers on www.eotmtv.com. Okay, now it is definitely time for the hottest clickbait seller of the night. Now, according to Wealthy Affiliate, the top 10 clickbait product has to be Tom Bell's Auto Power Blogs. Now, just so you guys know that you can actually get cash prizes for getting just 10 sales or more, and you can go ahead and start it off at www.AUTOPOWERBLOGS.com/sale/copy/JVINVITE. Now, just for your information, this product first appeared on March 3rd, 2011, and you can actually earn $23.87, and the affiliates earn 60%. The gravity is 337.41, and the vendor profit is 40%, and the referral rate is 98%. So you already know that this product is hot. It just came out. If you are interested in promoting this ClickBank product, you should definitely once more go ahead and go to autopowerblog.com/sale/copy/JVINVITE. All right, folks. Now, the topic of the night is definitely on, should Donald Trump run for president, and who are in the presidential race? Now, with that said, folks, I will go ahead and take a fast commercial break, and we will be right back. Yo, hey, just go ahead and stay tuned. All right? Cool.
Superstar.
I run with a bunch of brains, and you tell my dear class.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE. 4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say to Say What? Holding it down on EOTM Radio. Yes, folks, it is about that time, y'all. We are going to get it popping on tonight's show. Now, just a few weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, I think I heard this maybe about 2 weeks ago. I heard the juiciest story ever on CNN about Donald Trump trying to run for president. Now, I just don't see why Roger Stone wants Donald Trump to run for the 2012 president election. Now, from my understanding, they want us to vote on whether or not Trump should run, and they want as many of us to vote because it might persuade him into running for the 2012 president election. Now, my thing is this. It's pretty obvious that voting on whether or not Trump should run for president is kind of weird to me. I'm just saying, though, seriously, Trump is a multimillionaire developer and a star of The Apprentice TV show. And for real, it just seems like whatever that he touches, it just turns completely into gold. But my thing is this, though. This is my thing. This is where I'm trying to see and what I'm trying to make a point at, because it says, according to humanevents.com, Stone says that Trump has broader experience and greater credibility than any of the prospective candidates considering a White House bid in 2010. And he also wrote that Trump is probably the toughest business negotiator in the country and understands more about capital information and job creation than any of those looking at the race, and uniquely ability to generate media coverage. And he also said that his past reputation as a playboy, notwithstanding, is to like a wonderful wife, because he has a beautiful wife and he has a son, and he's just a great person, period. Now, what are your thoughts on that? Do you feel like Trump is really that great person, or do you just feel like this is just another gimmick as far as they're just trying to get Obama out of office? I want to know. I really want to know. For those that are tuning in, I really do appreciate you guys for tuning in. I will go ahead and put you guys on air in just one quick second. But for those of you that are trying to go ahead and call in, definitely go ahead and chop it up with me, 718-664-6543. All right, now I see a few callers on the phone. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you guys. The first caller I see is 401-545. You are live. What's up?
Hey, yes, I just wanted to call in and give my input. I feel like Donald Trump needs to stay where he's at, and I think people just need to be patient with Obama. He's doing the best that he can, and I feel like it didn't take just yesterday for everything to happen. It took years for things to get messed up. So it's going to take a minute for Obama to fix the things that need to be fixed. But I just don't think that Donald Trump needs to be president. Like, he's on TV shows, but then again, who's on California's governor?
Exactly. So my thing is this. Do you feel like if Donald Trump can make it into office, then the White House is just a bunch of crap? Is that how you feel? because personally, I kind of feel that way because of the simple fact that
I think that they take it as a joke. Like, if they made Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's an actor, and then he becomes governor. Like, if Donald Trump becomes president, then the whole political thing is just a joke. Like,
exactly.
They're not taking it serious.
Exactly.
I mean,
don't get me wrong,
Donald Trump is a good business person. He is so, but I think that's where it needs to stay. Like, him continuing doing business in that way, not a president.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
Cool. Thank you so very much for calling in, okay?
You're welcome.
All right, cool. Thanks. All right, now this next caller I see is 865-455. You are live. What's up? Hello? I hear somebody in the background. You going to talk? Okay, well, this person does not want to say anything. If you want to go ahead and chop it up, then go ahead and say something. But thank you anyway for tuning in. Now, for those of you that are in the chat room, I see a lot of guests in the chat room. If you guys want to go ahead and chop it up, y'all can definitely go ahead and sign up for Blog Talk Radio, or you can go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. Once again, it's 718-664-6543. All right. Now, I'm going to try to go ahead and put this other caller on the line and see what it says. Once again, it's 865-455. You are live. What's up? Okay, cool. All right, well, folks, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. Y'all stay tuned, all right?
EOTM Radio, entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
up, everybody? Welcome back to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say To Say What? Holding it down, y'all, on EOTM Radio. All right, folks, for the entire world out there listening, I just have a few questions for you as far as this little thing that's going on with Donald Trump trying to run for president, okay? Now, answer this. Is it easier to destroy or is it easier to repair? Because the last time I checked, it is so easy to destroy, but it is not so easy to repair damages that has killed over billions of people in the world. And not only that, but the United States, to me personally, I just feel like the United States is all about brainwashing us to think, because I feel like they're thinking for us all the time. I don't know about you guys, but I definitely feel that type of way. Now, my thing is this. I don't know if it's the reason why presidents like John F. Kennedy got assassinated and black leaders like Martin Luther King got assassinated. You know what I'm saying? Because it just seems like when someone tries to destroy the government in some type of way with the truth, it gets like, it seems like they always just get killed. Now, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, about Trump running, but one of the reasons why I would say that he should not run personally is because that he does not want to get caught up in this whole government thing. Like, it's going to be terrible. I can just see it now, because Trump is so smart and he could probably just buy off the world if he really wanted to. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure he could if he wanted to. But think about the person that is above him. That's not going to go down. I want to know what you guys think about what I'm saying. I want to know what all your thoughts are. If you have any questions, go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. Aisha, I see you. Oh, you are still on air. What are your thoughts about what I just said?
Well, I think it's true. I think that he's, he's a very smart man, and he probably could buy out. But at the same time, there's going to be someone that's going to try to stop him because they don't believe that it's right, just like he's trying to stop Obama. I just feel like everybody is so quick in a rush to try to get Obama out that they're not thinking about, you know what I mean, how long did it take for us to get here? He's trying to clean up Bush's mess because Bush done messed up everything.
Right. Exactly.
So I just feel like, you know, if you just, patience is the key. You rush through something, you're bound to trip and fall. But if you take your time and step over it, you don't have to worry about bumping your head. You could catch yourself before.
You are so right. You are so right. And that's why I'm so kind of like, I can't even believe these people, because, come on, now I don't even think Donald Trump would want to really put himself in that type of predicament. But I just found out really that, well, today I actually found out that he is actually running. He is a potential runner for the election. Now, for, I know that some folks were looking to find the Republicans that are running for the 2010 election, and I just have some of the names down. I have Michelle Bachmann, I have John Bolton, I have Scott Brown, I have Jeb Bush, I have Herman Cain, I have Chris Christie, I have Mitch Daniels, I have Jim Dimmitt, I have Newt Gingrich, I have Lindsey Graham, I have Mickey Huckabee, I have Gary Johnson, I have Fred Blogger, I have Tom Miller, I have Sarah Palin, I have Ron Paul, I see Tim Pawlenty, I see Mike Pence, Davis Petraeus, Mitt Romney, Marco Rubio, Rick Santorum, if I'm saying that name right, Jim Thune, Donald Trump, of course, and
Laverne Weechi. Now, those are the ones that are running, that are potential candidates for the White House. Okay, now for the Democratic candidate is only Obama, and then the Libertarian is Wayne Root, and the Independent candidates are Mike Bloomberg, there's Charlie Crist, Tim Gay, Charles Harvey, and Becky Rusher. Now, those are the people that are potential candidates within the White House. If you want to say something about someone that you want to talk about, go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. Aisha.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you hear those names that are potential candidates for the White House, do you feel like the White House actually kind of put thoughts into bringing somebody into the White House? Do you feel like that is so? Because I don't really think so. Think about different countries that have kings and queens, and they are like forever ruling their country. How does America expect, you know what I'm saying, to be stabilized if they can't even stick with one president? You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, they need to see, first of all, we don't know how you, I think when you become a president, that when you think about becoming a president, you have to think about how can you handle the thought process of quick decisions? Can you be logical about things? Can you not put, you're going to put your own opinion, but think about everyone. Like, you have to think about every situation necessary in someone's life, how this world could become better where there's no homeless, there's no struggling, you know, families are doing good, jobs are available, schools are available, food is available, everything. And think about, can he handle the pressure of it? Do you think that Donald Trump can handle the pressure of holding the world, basically America, in his hands? Like, can he handle the pressure? I don't think that Donald Trump can handle the pressure. I think he just needs to sit himself down and chill out for a second because he's getting his eyes
and do what he do with the real estate. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then at the golf course.
And I just feel like maybe, yes, I just feel like maybe Obama, like, he needs to fall back, be patient. Let Obama do his job. People be patient with this man. Like, you know, he's doing the best he can. We was patient with Bush. We was patient with Bill Clinton. Why can't we be patient with Obama? Why are we expecting so much of him so quickly? And
that's because he's black, of course. You already know that.
Yes.
You already know it's because he's black. But my thing is this, though, Aisha. My thing is this. If you go to the website, www.shouldtrumprun.com, you will plainly see how this website is so commercial-like. Every single thing about their website just looks like they're trying to sell, like they're trying to just sell him. They're, like, talking so highly of Donald Trump. And then they got, like, different polls and stuff talking about Obama versus Trump. And I'm like, I mean, what is really up with that? I'm just saying.
Because that's how they have to approach it. Because, see, that's what they're used to. That's their circle. That's why I say they need to stick in their circle because look how they're coming out of the situation already. I haven't seen the website, but just hearing about it, like, you can only imagine how he got money. He can make that
right.
He can make campaign as glamorous as he wants it to be, but I hope that people know everything that glitter is not gold, so just sit back and stick with, don't think the grass will be greener on the other side so soon, because his grass ain't even grown yet, except for in real estate. Like I said, he needs to, Donald Trump really needs to just sit and let Obama handle his business of doing what he needs to do, and then maybe Obama can help him get even more rich, because now we get out of the situation, we can have lower houses, we can buy, families will be now be able to afford homes instead of just apartments, you know, the mortgage and taxes, everything will be lowered, so therefore people will buy more houses, get more land, you can do more business, because people got money to spend, they're going to want to invest in more things. So where does Donald Trump fall in that? Just sit there and wait and let him put some more money in your hand. That's just what I think Donald Trump needs to do. I don't think that he needs to be
his partner upright, be a partner, and not try to be against him, right?
Yes.
Exactly. And you know what, though? At the end of the day, like, you never know. Like, Donald Trump is that kind of strategic guy. He might have a plan, you know what I'm saying? Like, he might have a plan, and that plan might even work. Like, who knows? Him and Obama, shoot, probably sitting back chilling right now, shoot. You know what I'm saying? Just going off on what they plan on doing and stuff like that. Shoot, you never know what these people are doing behind closed doors just because of the limelight. You know what I'm saying? Like, half of these things, I just feel like the whole White House period is just being controlled. Like, they are being controlled, but they're the ones that are controlling us, because the ones that are controlling them are telling them to control us because they behind closed doors. You feel me?
Yeah, like you said, they can be teamed up. You know, maybe the pressure could be getting too much for our President Obama. It could be getting too much, and you're like, you know what? Maybe I can, you know, he's a good businessman. Maybe I can talk business with him. He can talk to the world because he knows how to talk to people. You know, like, he can get on everybody's level, because for you to sell something, for you to be able to do something like that, you have to be able to get on different levels with people. So,
exactly.
Therefore, maybe Obama's going to fall back, so the pressure will be off, and he's just going to whisper in Donald Trump and letting him know what he needs to do. Okay, now you took this step, take this step. Now you took that step, take this step. And at the end of the day, Obama's family's going to chill. Everything will be okay because he's helping Obama. I mean, Donald Trump out with it. So I think, you know, like I said, money makes the world go around.
And you know it. And you know it. Yeah, money definitely makes the world go round, because, dude, I mean, I don't really know. Like, what if Donald Trump do win, though? I'm just saying, like, what if he win, though? What if he really, truly win this election?
Then I would say, what does that say about
happen?
I would say, you know, I really strongly, strongly feel like Donald Trump should not be in it. So I would say how I would feel is, I would say, what can we say about ourselves if we allow Donald Trump to be president?
She said, what can we say about ourselves? You know, she said, what you gonna be thinking if you really win? Like, why is he president? Like, it's going to be a big joke. I promise it's going to be a big joke. And, like,
it's going to be a commercial. You're going to have a commercial celebration. Everything is going to be, I just don't think that he is right now. Can he handle the pressure? Do we want to take a chance with that? Do we want to find out? Can we afford to find out right now?
But you know, like, he might want to be president, though. He just might want to be president. He feels like he's probably the right candidate for it. You know what I'm saying? Just because he's so educated and just so business minded. Like, at the end of the day, like, he is really business minded, and maybe. If he does become president, he could teach, you know, change the world into more like business business-minded people, to, like, bring up more business-minded people. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel like you were, like, Donald Trump would, like, actually help us as, like, as a whole with the whole education thing and, like, jobs? Do you feel like that?
Maybe, because you could look at it as how much money we could profit off it.
And, you know, like the funny thing about it, because everything is always going to be revolved around money. Like, if it ain't bringing in more than what I'm working for, then it's just not going to make no sense. Right. Exactly. So,
a lot of money.
Exactly. At the end of the day, you're not just doing it because you want to help somebody. No, you're doing it just because it's helping you and somebody. Think about Oprah. Oprah ain't giving away free stuff just because she's nice. No. Oprah is giving away free stuff because she's rich, and that's a tax write-off.
So, yeah, and not only that, but that means we're going to tune in more to see what she's getting away, giving away, or we are going to go on her show. So it's going to draw us more to it. What? I'm going on the Oprah show. She be giving cars away, houses away. So, yeah, like I said, you got to have money to do things. You have to have money to have your business grow. You have to be able to do things, know how to interact with people. That's what it all boils down to. So if maybe Donald Trump can get on everybody's level in this campaign, he might win. Who's to say he can't? Maybe he can. I just think there's a possibility for everything.
Then yeah, because if it's Obama made president, then you already know anything's possible.
And look, like, he knew how to get on everyone's level.
Exactly. And not only that, too, like, for real, Obama was not even on people's levels. He was above
their level.
And honestly, I strongly believe that he still is above their level. They're just downing him.
Yeah, but I also feel like he may be above, but he breaks it down for people who, like, you know what I mean? He's breaking everything down to where everyone can understand what he is trying to do, what he is trying to say, basically what he is trying to get across to everyone. So it all still falls down to getting down to different levels. He may be above, but he has to break it down because we are still trying to catch up on what he is trying to do.
Yeah, that's true too, but Obama is a really great communicator. Like, he really, really, really does know how to get on different types of levels of communication. Because think about it. Think about how creative his campaign was. Ain't nobody ever did no texting before to promote no presidential campaign. Ain't nobody ever did that before. So with this campaign, you just have to really just be creative. Like, I feel like in order to win, you just have to be creative. It's just all about creativity, because you want to stand out. You don't want to look the same. So, so if Donald Trump really wants to win, then he's going to have to do better than a website that just sells, that's just selling him. You can clearly just look on the website and just look at the drone and just feel like, oh, my God, like, they are really just really selling to me. Like, because, you know, people do not like to be sold to. People will most likely buy anything from you or even have more trust in you if you were to inform them, give out valuable information. And it's not all about just putting yourself out there. No, that's not how I think it's supposed to be, and I'm pretty sure that a lot of others probably feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? So, with that said, folks, our time is definitely almost up. We have about one more minute on Mixture of Arts with Faith to Stay. I really do appreciate everybody that tuned in on the show. For our guests that are tuned in right now, y'all can definitely go ahead and subscribe to our future shows. If you are on the Blog Talk Radio show page, definitely go ahead and subscribe so that you can get the 411 on all of our shows, well, our future shows. And just so you know, that Mixture of Arts comes on air every single Monday night, Tuesday morning at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So you definitely want to go ahead and stay connected. And to all you Facebookers, you can go ahead and find us on Facebook. For you guys that are in the chat room, I see you guys. Definitely go ahead and check us out on Facebook. The link is posted right up here. All right, folks, with that said, Ethan, it was a pleasure speaking with you on this topic. I think people loved it, you know what I'm saying? I hope some people got some great insights. I hope we were informative. I hope you enjoyed it. And, just stay yourself. Don't change. Just stay yourself and don't change. That's all I can say. Donald Trump, just stay the same and don't change. If you make it into office, stay the same. Don't change. I'm tripping. But anyway, y'all, it was nice just chit-chatting with you guys. And until then, love yourself. Holla at ya.
Night.